Megan.
What? Pennsylvania? Pittsburgh?
I'm talking about Steelers with Mitch Trubisky. He sucks.
He sucks, yeah.
He's really bad.
I think it's not the Steelers, it's Mitch Trubisky. He's just he's just trash.
He had a poor start to the game, and, you know, if you're Kenny Pickett, you're coming in and
slinging that bitch. Give the team a chance, at least.
What about?
I mean, you're already coming in a bad situation. You're down, you know. I didn't really watch much of the game, but I could imagine. Yeah.
I mean, Minka's the whole team now.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, last year's TJ Watt. This year it's Minka, you know.
TJ
Watt comes back.
Minka got hurt?
Nah, Minka is just making plays left and right, man.
Yeah, but TJ Watt's absence, like, you know, Minka's not the leader.
He's my Harrison Smith this year.
Yeah, you better.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Did you guys see that the Jets hit a Philly special?
I did.
I saw Zach Wilson's gritty. I enjoyed Zach Wilson's gritty.
The BYU gritty.
He grittied right into Giselle's DMs.
Hey, he did. I got this.
Damn. You know what's crazy? Last week, I mentioned that, damn, Tom Brady's going to have to be, you know, stuck in a hurricane with his wife and family. It looks like that experiment didn't go well.
I mean, it clearly didn't. Just that 1 week he had with Giselle, and on top of Patrick Mahomes coming into Raymond James and just whooping that booty, like, it just didn't help the psyche. Tom, Giselle hiring divorce lawyers now. It's crazy. AB showing his dick in fucking at a hotel in Dubai.
Public pools,
man.
That is crazy.
Public pool AB is crazy.
Hey, man, put that shit away.
Bro, they ain't never gonna let him back in that country.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think there's not as big of... Well, I looked at the report and all that stuff, bro. Like, I think the hotel just told him to leave, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, anything big came out of it. Like, obviously, we made a bigger deal then. I mean, obviously, in Dubai, they probably don't know who the fuck Antonio Brown is, for real. Like, except those tourists who were there with him. They definitely knew who he was.
How random is that in Dubai? There's just like a bunch of Americans chilling at a hotel.
They don't got to be Americans. They could be.
They thought they.
You know, they definitely sounded American.
They're all UK.
Yeah, they probably thought they were like African soccer players.
Boy, look, it's Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. He's probably from Ecuador.
Nah, man.
That'd be weirder. An Ecuadorian in Dubai?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Shout out to Antonio Valencia.
Is he playing in Dubai?
No.
I was like,
former man, kind of weird. I guarantee you, he's been out in Dubai.
The NBA is in Dubai now.
Oh really?
Yo, Giannis was in the Burj Khalifa.
Oh, did they have a game out there?
I think he was just there. Like, he was there to be there.
No. I'm talking about like the NBA. I think they're playing a preseason game in Dubai.
They did play one in Japan.
Yeah.
They're gonna have like, you know, an NBA team in every different part of the world, and you know, all the best teams, they get to choose one, and they get to play the Wizards. Not the best team in the NBA.
Look, we have the Japanese market because we got the Japanese guy. We got Rui.
Yeah, also, we're gonna go play a few games here and there in Japan, dominate them, get the numbers up, so we look like a above 500 team.
To them, to us, they're the Wizards. To them, they're the Samurais.
Oh shit, that's actually a way harder name too. The Washington Samurais?
With Rui Hachimura?
With Rui Hachimura. Damn. I need a jersey.
Jackie, that might be insensitive.
They'll tell you to change that fucking name ASAP. They'll come at you harder than they did with the Redskins.
Oh, man.
I mean, I feel like that's more... I feel like that's even worse.
Yeah.
The Redskins.
Samurais are cool.
Samurais are cool. I thought Redskins were cool, too. That was just me. I didn't know Redskins were racist.
Apparently, if you're not a member of the team or a supporter of that franchise...
But the problem is...
You look differently.
I mean, I don't know about y'all niggas. I watch Handmaid's Tale. I've watched Handmaid's Tale. Commanders is just as, if not more, offensive than Redskins, in my opinion. If you've watched Handmaid's Tale, to everyone who's watched Handmaid's Tale... You guys know what I'm talking about. Commanders is definitely a lot more offensive than Redskins was. That's I'm going to just leave it at that. To the people who watch Handmaid's Tale.
I just don't understand. Like, what's your mascot going to be next year? Didn't they release
that? So when we went to the game in week 3, they had a vote. And that's the thing. Like, they're so out of touch with, like... they want to do the fan vote thing. The final choice was between a dog and a hog. Obviously, it's got to be a hog. Because if it's a dog, you're just...
The Browns.
Yeah, first of all, it's the Browns. Like, and secondly, like, damn, that's just more so...
Pork.
Oh, no, I got that hog in me.
They're really trying to adopt that phrase.
Look, I'm telling you.
They're trying to coin that.
Oh, 100%. First of all, it's going to be a hog. Because that's the only... If the thing is a hog, has nothing to do with a commander, we get it. We get it, whoever's
so
in the office there.
If you went verbatim as a commander, what would that be? That would be like what? A general?
I think of an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Yo, that would be funny if they're...
I think of Darth Vader. I think of a commander.
Yeah, damn, the dark side. I mean, a hog is better than at least having... Like, what if you guys had the general from the General's Insurance?
I'd take him too, I ain't gonna lie.
For a break, And Shaq? The general and Shaq.
Oh man, it's a combo deal at that point. Like, if we get the general, we gotta get Shaq. But the thing is, I don't know if you guys have been seeing it on Twitter, that there's a viral rap of the commander. It was on the Pat McAfee show today.
Oh yeah, where it's like,
who are we? We the commanders.
Oh, they got a new song out.
Oh my, it's so cringe. Oh, like, I can tell you right now that the business side definitely hired local DMV people. And I can promise you, those two who did that are definitely Cowboys fans.
Yo, they definitely did Dan Snyder's daughter's bar mitzvah.
But the thing is, it has to be a hog. The mascot has to be a hog because that's the only thing that ties this franchise back to the Redskins, you know. And the history, because we lost a lot of fans because of the Redskins. Like, this is let's talk about the game. I mean, this is supposed to be our cold black game. We wore our new black uniforms. They look pretty icy. I ain't gonna lie. They look really nice. But we wore black to our own funeral. Because whatever semblance of I had hope for this team, once again... It's gone, you know, and this is a very dangerous situation for the organization, the Washington organization. You're losing fans, and you're not even putting an even watchable product on the field.
I'll tell you what, I mean, honestly, it comes down to coaching.
Oh, 100%. This one's definitely on the coach. Like, I mean, I could not tell you, we know damn well, everyone in the world knows, except for Carson Wentz, that you don't got it anymore, bro. It's like the Derrick Rose thing. You're just not explosive anymore, man. You know, you're not that guy. You're not that athlete anymore. Just sit this one out. But yet, our offensive coordinator keeps putting this man in shotgun, in empty set. In an empty set in shotgun. We know damn well and clear.
That's his worst formation.
He can't. Carson Wentz does not make quick decisions. When he makes quick decisions, he usually makes a mistake.
He makes a Carson Wentz decision.
You know? Yeah. And he had that. He threw a really bad interception, late in the fourth quarter, you know? But, I mean, our defense played well. But, again, it's just coaching. And I'm not going to lie. You guys were watching the Eagles-Jaguars game. But the refs were definitely on Dallas' side. It's something about refs in Dallas. We throw in a deep ball to Terry McLaurin. The defender literally is not playing the ball, pushes him. And no flag is called.
I think that was his one target of the game, too.
He had a few targets, and he had another one in the end zone. Definitely Trayvon Diggs impeded his route. No call. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? It's going
to
be that kind of
thing. It's at home to the Cowboys. It's a
and guess who,
franchise trying
who
to turn
itself
around.
Who decided to show their face today?
Who?
Who decided to show their face for the first time? I thought he was, suspended, can't do anything with the team. Mr. Daniel Snyder.
Oh, himself. Boss man.
Hey, I find it funny because he made a statement by showing up to Dallas with his buddy Jerry Jones. The team posted a photo. It was tone deaf. Very tone deaf photo they posted right before the game of him, Jason Wright, our team president, Tanya, and Jerry Jones.
All high-ranking officials.
That was definitely a message to all the rest of the owners. Letting them know, Dan Snyder was letting the rest of the owners know, y'all motherfuckers better watch out, because homeboy Jerry Jones got my back. Y'all trying to get rid of me? Y'all motherfuckers trying to get rid of me? Y'all got to go through him. That's what that picture said.
Not in Jerry World.
Not as long as Jerry's there. As long as Jerry's there, Dan Snyder ain't going nowhere.
Jerry's staying here to keep Dan Snyder a part of the NFL so that the Cowboys can get more wins against the Commanders.
Like, it's such a tone-deaf image, man. I'll tell you that much. As far as, like, on-field product, I mean, the players are playing well.
Sounds like collusion.
I don't know. I would say playing well. Like, I feel like your defense is kind of keeping you in the game.
Our defense is playing well.
At least. I think that's, like, yeah.
I mean, there's problems all over the board. Like, I mean, this is before the season. I know I was talking to my buddies about it. Us Commanders fans, we were talking about it. Like, it's all right. You know, you get your August jitters, like, excited for the season, all the possibilities. But, man, I was watching those preseason games, and I was very concerned. There was a lot of things I was concerned about regarding our depth. You know, I watched as I watch you guys and the Eagles and their preseason games and their practices and stuff like that, and watch their depth and how their team is stacked up compared to our team is stacked up, and how, like, the Cowboys are stacked up. Hell, the Giants are damn 4-3-1 right now, you know? And I thought we were better than Giants. We're clearly not.
I feel like the Giants benefited from
the easy schedule. But still, man, 3-1 is 3-1. They got a tough win in they played Dallas up to the wire.
Yeah.
They had a tough win in, where was it?
Bears.
Not the Bears. The first week of the season.
Titans, yeah.
They had a tough win in Tennessee, you know. You guys are definitely
cream of the crop, baby.
Yeah, cream of the crop right now. Only on the field. But, I mean, I like that Dallas-Philly game, whenever it is. I don't know what the first one is.
It's in 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks, yeah, after we play Arizona.
It's just before. Next week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Look, week six. That is going to be one of... That's going to be a great game. That's going to be old school NFC East.
Hey, just before the bye week. That's going
to be old school NFC East football, man.
Right.
All defense. Because the way your defense flies around, and I will say this, because there's got to be an Eagles hater on the pod. Somebody's got to do it, so I'll do it. Dallas' defense is definitely better. They fly to the ball. They fly to the ball.
How many sacks? How many times did they sack once? Not
enough to convince you.
How many times did Dallas sack once? Two?
I mean, two or three, but Michael Parsons.
How many times have we sacked once? Nine? Eight?
One of my favorite welterweights, GSP says, Eagles, I'm happy for your victory, but I'm not impressed by your performance. You know?
Well,
I'm telling you right now, like, Michael Parsons, when he is going to be the best player in that game.
I think we'll wait for that game for next week, because... It's definitely
That guy's different. Trayvon Diggs. I know. Trayvon Diggs and A.J. Brown, that's going to be a matchup. Anthony Brown, then they got this guy, Donovan Wilson. That guy, really good safety. He's the guy who comes on the blitz. He's going to be spying Jalen Hurts. Then J'Ron Kearse is going to come back, too. And he was the one who was killing it for them last year at the safety position. I like Dallas' defense better. That's why I keep it. I just like Dallas' defense better.
I like my guys better on offense. Yeah. I give them a shot. Don't get me wrong.
You gotta give them a shot. You're a fan.
I'll take that back. I got them all the way. But
and
Commanders, though, y'all got a big test next week hosting the Titans. I honestly think it might be, if you guys need a really big win, this is it. Because this is your best facet is your run stopping ability for your team.
Well, the defense is definitely playing a lot better. Like, our biggest issue last year was we couldn't stop the run. I mean,
this year though, it's completely opposite.
Oh yeah, no, finally those two Bama boys. I mean, Deron Payne, he's on a contract year. He's playing lights out. I hope we can keep him, because I always knew he was underrated as hell.
Yeah,
he's having a hell of a year. Jonathan Allen's being Jonathan Allen. He's doing great. But
Chase Young coming back.
Chase Young should be coming back. He probably won't come back until the end of the month, honestly.
The line is good enough without Chase Young, but when he comes back, it's going to be a big difference.
That's the problem. It's not.
It's not as bad as the offensive line.
The only two guys who are doing good are the two inside guys.
Jonathan
Allen and Deron Payne.
Yeah.
On top, we're not getting no pressure from Montez Sweat. We're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. The secondary is abysmal, you know. We had a guy in Kendall Fuller we thought was good, but he's just kind of like, trash.
If Chase Young comes back, you guys win this game?
If Chase Young is back,
Because Tannehill and Wentz are almost the same type of
quarterback. Man, I'm over here watching Chase Young 2020 highlights, man. Like, that guy is such a difference freaking maker. So yeah. I need that guy back.
You need really one need good pass guy. Rusher. I'll put him on the same category as Cam Jordan,
though. The thing is, they were saying last year, since he actually, they're saying he tore his patella and his ACL.
Shit. That's a big one.
That's why it's taking him longer to recover. And the assumption is, or speculation is, that he had a patella. He was dealing with the patella injury all of last year. That's why he didn't look as explosive. Because, man, I'll tell you, I turned on that 2020 tape. That man was... I mean, you remember that San Francisco game? He picked up that fumble, ran down the side. I'm like,
touchdown. Him and
you shouldn't be able to do that. You know, no. You shouldn't be able to do that at the end.
All you need to say is y'all just won the division that year. It doesn't even matter if the Eagles played like shit. Y'all won the division with the playmakers like that.
I love it because it's so funny. Because I think we talked about last time too. We set you guys up for the stretch you guys are on now.
We were able to draft Devontae Smith.
You guys were able to make the moves to put you guys in this position to get A.J. Brown. Too. Yeah. And y'all still have Jalen Hurts. I mean,
it's accumulation of years.
You guys have to sign Jalen Hurts after this year.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, that's a franchise quarterback.
You have to sign him after
they pay Carson Wentz. They'll pay this man.
I mean, look. I hope there's going to be a lot of decisions that Howie Roseman is going to have to make at the end of the season. A lot of these guys, especially on defense, are on a one-year deal. So, the thing is, like you said, Dallas' defense, you take them over the Eagles.
Correct.
I mean, I can see why you'd say that. I mean, Michael Parsons is a beast. Trayvon Diggs, regardless of how many yards he gives up, he'll get you the ball. You know what I'm saying?
He got ridiculous hands, man. He has ridiculous hands.
I'll take a more veteran defense than...
See, the thing is, I wouldn't say, like, when it comes to your defense, I wouldn't say you guys are consist of veteran players, yes. Veterans together in the same scheme, no. Whereas Dallas is the opposite.
I mean, so far what we're seeing is Jonathan Gannon's scheme's working. Everyone's eating on defense, especially in the D-line. The D-line's playing out of their goddamn minds right now.
You have, like, an NFC East player each week.
Linebacker play. All of linebacker play is way better than Dallas. Leighton Van Der Esch is not better than any of the Eagles starting linebackers.
I'll put TJ Edwards.
Michael Parsons, I consider him more of like a pass rusher.
He's a linebacker by.
Like, I put him with Hassan Reddick. Yes, he's better. Same he's thing the better Hassan Reddick.
Linebacker that plays Hassan Reddick, TJ Watt position.
Hassan Reddick, every time he's had a sack, the quarterback fumbled. Yes.
Two fumbles last.
Two forced fumbles, that's it?
Yeah. I mean, in two games.
In one game. Against the Jaguars, right?
One game against the Jaguars, but he has like three total sacks, which is pretty good, bro. It's four, like that's like a sack a game. Sacks are hard
that's
to
come up there with the leaders, bro. Like
as an individual, teams, you know, teams can get sacks, but as an individual, it's a kind of a hard stat to come by. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they're paying him to get the sacks.
So. But still, I think our defense is fucking phenomenal. Because for sure. And Trevor Lawrence still second year.
Our secondary is better, bro. What we did to Justin Jefferson alone?
Shut him down.
Man, again, y'all talking about what y'all did to Justin Jefferson. Y'all didn't do anything to Justin Jefferson. Y'all was playing Kirk Cousins on a Monday night.
All right, see, like, there we go. Y'all
playing Kirk Cousins on a Monday night. I've seen it with my own eyes. I played Kirk Cousins on prime time.
At the end of the day, 11, you know, Kirk Cousins playing against another team. He's playing against 11 different
players. I've seen it so many times. And Kirk Cousins is...
The 11 players on defense have to make a play against the offense. So, I mean...
I saw him throw it up to nobody.
Huh?
I saw Kirk Cousins throw it up to nobody. It's the same way Trevor Lawrence threw it up to
nobody.
Look,
at the end of the day, this Eagles defense has the stats to kind of back it up. Maybe Dallas is ahead of them on turnover, but we have a pretty good overall turnovers, I should say.
That's fine.
But we have a pretty good turnover differentials. Like, our offense protects the ball, and our defense, you know, takes away the ball.
Also,
and
you and Dallas are the same team right now. Y'all are the same team.
Except for Cooper Rush is starting for them.
And he's doing
receivers.
We will destroy Cooper Rush.
We have a better time.
We
have a better offense, that's for sure.
Guys are going to get Dak back.
We'll destroy Dak, too.
I mean, even with a healthy Dak, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? First of all, he's coming back from a thumb injury. Russell Wilson had the same injury last year. He wasn't the same when he came back. And that it's on his, is it non-throwing or throwing hand?
I'm pretty sure it should be, I think it's throwing hand. But
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb is not Amari Cooper. They got Michael Gallup back. Yeah, he's good. Michael Gallup's going to win some matchups. Yes. Now, Eagles, Cowboys, that will be a very, very tight battle.
You guys are matched up perfectly. Go down the line.
No, exactly. Matched up
perfectly.
But
I think that's what I'm saying. I think Micah Parsons is the difference maker.
I think we have an advantage.
I think he's that game breaker guy.
I think Darius
Slay. And then also Donovan Wilson. Darius Slay, what's Darius Slay going to do? You just put him on CeeDee Lamb, let him shut him down. This dude Noah Brown is going off as well.
I mean, like, if we really want to be honest, the real difference maker in that game is going to be how good Jalen Hurts plays.
And how, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That guy Donovan that Wilson I tell you about, like, he comes in on those nickel slot blitzes all the time. Like, you got to be ready for
and
that.
Don't forget, we have the best offensive line in football. Micah Parsons is going to be going up against Lane Johnson. Or if you put him on the left side, he's going to have a better matchup with either Mailata if he's back, who's hurt right now.
I'm saying don't underestimate Dallas' defensive line either. You know, we're talking all I'm talking about is Micah Parsons, obviously. But I mean,
you're talking about who? DeMarcus Lawrence?
DeMarcus Lawrence, too. You know?
I mean, he's not going against
Carson Wentz. He hasn't really been going off against the Eagles.
He only goes off against Carson Wentz.
Yeah. He's really jealous of all the money he's making. Even though I'm pretty sure he probably makes almost the same amount.
Who knows? But, dude, yo, literally, I mean, Eagles, we managed to come back from 2-score down against the Jaguars.
In terrible conditions.
And like, still, yeah, in rainy conditions. It always
benefits the offense. You know, not the offense, the home team.
Yeah.
But so, like, I mean, we managed. We made this man fumble 4 times.
Also, well, that man's a turnover. Trevor Lawrence is 100% a turnover machine.
He threw one interception.
That I know for a fact.
That was a bad, yeah.
He had one interception thrown.
That was the fumbles. Fumbles.
A turnover machine is a turnover machine. It's good.
Look, I'm just going by what I see on the stat sheets and also what I saw in the field. Yeah. I've been watching the game intuitively. Yes, he did, you know, he throw it, like, you know, drop the ball suddenly, but... You know, that was caused by defensive pressure, forcing him to move out of the pocket.
You got to hold on to the ball, though. He can't fumble the ball. How many times did he fumble it?
3 or 4.
But how many times did the Eagles fumble it? So the Eagles took care of the ball versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville didn't take care of the ball.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, okay. Fumble loss. It was like, because, you know, fumble loss is fucking terrible.
Yeah, especially no, exactly.
That's how you win the football game. You guys don't got to defend you guys being the Jaguars, okay?
Like, y'all, that was tough. Everyone will say it was a tough game. Like, just because Doug Peterson's coaching.
Yeah, it is tough game for that reason, that Doug Peterson's coaching. But at the end, he does have a young squad, whereas you guys have a squad already ready.
All right.
Your squad's not young.
Who's young? Them or the Cardinals?
The Cardinals, I think right now, that's who you guys got next week, correct?
Yeah.
Eagles and Cardinals. Cardinals right now are a very dangerous team, in my opinion. Dangerous team.
Absolutely. This should not be taken lightly.
I think.
Will they win 2 back-to-back?
No, they have 2 wins, but they didn't win back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Raiders, and then they lost to the Rams.
The Rams, yeah, the very next week. But, you know, this is going to be another interesting matchup. Of course, this over is going to hit on this one.
The Battle of the Birds.
The Battle of the Birds.
No, I think it's going to be a tight defensive battle.
This is an over.
Battle.
No, this is an over. Give me over vibes.
Yeah, this is definitely an over game, man. Like,
Eagles, I think Dallas Goedert might score in this game.
I don't think you can take them lightly. Obviously, JJ Watt had a heart attack, and
he came back.
He came back, so they're playing on some good vibes right now. Especially the way they came back against the
Panthers. Oh yeah. My God,
Panthers
Baker
might be the worst team in the NFL.
Okay, okay. Well, say one thing nice about Carson Wentz. He's playing better than Baker.
Oh, absolutely. So Carson Wentz is better than Baker.
Yeah, right. Revisit the beef 2 years later.
2 years later.
Yeah, I'll say this about the Panthers, though. I do think they have a really good defense.
They do. No, the Panthers have a good defense. That's the best part of the team. It's wasted with Baker Mayfield.
Besides Christian McCaffrey.
That makes that Panthers win that much. I mean, the Cardinals win that much more impressive.
Exactly.
The way they did it, their defense.
Go ahead, Mike. To your point, the defense did come back. Well, not the defense came back. The Cardinals offense and Kyler Murray had a terrible start. Kyler Murray pick 6. They went for it on 4th and inches in their own territory and high snap overhead. The Cardinals could not have a worse start to their game, and they were still able to get a really, like, they just got it together.
It's like Raiders game, except it didn't go to overtime.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Raiders game, but minus the overtime. And Panthers, man, you know, Matt Rhule, he's definitely going to get fired at some point this season. And it's crazy because I saw a funny tweet about it. I've never seen somebody say this, but like, Panthers fans are probably wishing they can't wait to get Sam Darnold back.
Yeah, they were calling for Sam Darnold to come back.
Look, Sam Darnold was 3-0 last year.
It was that bad.
You know, Baker, I said that Baker's best with a chip on his shoulder. He got a fucking, them big fucking chips on his shoulder right now.
Someone's going to post on Twitter to ask the Panthers to sign Cam back.
No, what's going to happen is, DJ Moore is going to get his dad to make a compilation of plays he's wide open on to force his way out.
Go anywhere else. Anybody can benefit from DJ Moore.
But the Panthers are a team that could blow it up. I mean, outside of Christian McCaffrey, you know, they could blow it up.
Wait, are you talking about firing the coach, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
So you got definitely gonna be gone. Matt Rhule. Who else we got coaches on the hot seat? You said Rivera.
Rivera's definitely going to be on the hot seat. If we lose to the Commanders, the Titans, then his seat is definitely getting warm. The thing is with Rivera, I don't think he's going to get fired, but it's warranted, man. He said year three. It's just I do not see a product on the field that resembles a professional football team.
Who else we got on that list? Harbaugh.
Is kind of getting warm now, just because of this personnel, coaching, this game decisions, game management decisions. You know,
big game. Lamar,
do you
want
to go for it?
Hell yeah. See, so Ravens. Let's talk about the Ravens Bills game. You know, Ravens take a 20-3 lead in that game, or like they had a huge lead in that game, and they blow it. They blow it again. Another blown lead in at home. There's some debate regarding him going for it late in the fourth quarter on a fourth and goal. The game is tied at 20. I believe the game is tied at 20. Him going for it, fourth and goal. I kind of understand, but at the same time, you got to take the points. You got to go up and take the lead. That just shows you don't trust your defense to stop anybody, which I wouldn't like. The defense is not showing they're capable of stopping anybody. Held the Bills
to 20 points up to this point.
It's funny too.
It was a rainy game.
And that's a win.
Yeah, and not only that, like
that is a win though.
Didn't the defense start off the game with a turnover?
I mean, that game was more so Lamar doing Lamar things, right? Where other than the Ravens like playing a good game.
Okay.
As Lamar doing
Lamar just things. You know being Lamar.
And then Josh Allen was doing Josh Allen things towards the end. But Bills get that W. Marcus Peters was about to fight.
Coach Harbaugh.
Yeah, Coach Harbaugh. But
his days are numbered.
His day, I can. Last year, I was big on the Ravens. I thought they were going to be a good team. But I think time and time again, they shoot themselves in the foot. And it's with bad coaching decisions, you know. I recall last year, the game in Pittsburgh, you know, they go for two. To get the win, they miss it.
They're that close to being 3-0.
They're that close to being 3-0, but they're not. 4-0. Like you said, 4-0, but they're not. And they have this stretch. I don't know who the Ravens. I'm trying to look at the board. Who the Ravens,
Are playing? The Bengals. The Bengals prime time
on Sunday night. Yeah, so Ravens got the Bengals Sunday night. They need to win this game. They have to win this game. No doubt about it.
Oh, 100%.
This is the first game in the division for the
home game.
Bengals at Ravens. Oh, and it's a home game, too. So, first game in the division for the Ravens against the AFC champions. So, you have to win this game at home. You know, you can't come out flat. The defense has to come to play. And if not, if they lose this game at home against the Bengals, then the seat's going to get definitely warm for Harbaugh. Because if you don't recall, before Lamar Jackson saved John Harbaugh at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Because in 2018, they were coming for Harbaugh's head for Flacco. And Flacco was doing shit. He wasn't doing shit for them. So Lamar Jackson comes in, leads miraculously. They win the division. Leads them to a playoff. Almost win that playoff game against Chargers. Then 2019 happens, 15-1. 2020, another playoff berth. 2021, missed the playoffs. Lamar Jackson gets hurt. Lamar Jackson has literally saved John Harbaugh's skin. So I think at this rate, it's gonna get really weary and gloomy in Baltimore coming up soon, man.
Their division literally is all everyone's tied 2-2, except for the Steelers, obviously.
Well, I love I mean, I love Mike Tomlin and stuff, but like, I think we could write off the Steelers this season.
Yeah, they're rebuilding.
Yeah,
they've entered a rebuild.
We'll see you with Pickett. Browns are a shit show right now. They'll be a shit show, and they did this to themselves.
It goes to your point about Chase Young earlier. Like, Myles Garrett is that difference maker.
Oh yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was in a car accident. Thank God he's mm-hmm. fine.
He's fine.
He'll play the next week, but you know they lost that game to
the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Oh, they lose to the Falcons.
Speaking of, they're also tied for first place as well. Week four, we're seeing a lot of different things.
Well, I mean, with the Browns, you know, you don't know what type of team they're gonna get. They're a stacked team, but you know, we talk about it every week on this pod. It's a quarterback's league. You know?
Yeah, you got to throw the ball sometimes.
The game between Jacoby Brissett and Marcus Mariota, you know, that's a toss-up game because these are two mid-ass quarterbacks.
Mid-off.
Yeah.
Mid-off. The
battle of the mid-off, you know?
Who could mid better?
So,
you know what's crazy? I wanted to bring this up, but when we were talking about, like, coaches on the hot seat, but I really think Dan Campbell's going to be on the hot seat because let me tell you what.
I think so, man.
The number one offense in the NFL. Yeah, their defense is giving up 45 points a game. Maybe Aaron Glenn is, you know, they're going to come after Aaron Glenn.
I think Matt Campbell, right?
Dan
Campbell. Brain fart. I was thinking about Matt Patricia.
You might forget his name soon because he might not have a job.
I don't know about that. Go ahead, Omar.
I think he's doing a good enough job on the offensive
correct.
Side. Because, like, really, look at how Jared Goff's playing.
That compared offense to last year. Was anemic last year.
Yeah, they but compared to last year. Last he didn't throw his first touchdown until what? 13, 14?
Something like that.
I credit that to Deuce Staley.
Yeah, shout out to Deuce Staley. But Mo, to agree with you, bro, it's definitely the defensive side. Whoever the defensive coaches really needs to step their shit up.
Aaron Glenn, that's just not.
They let the Steelers just walk. Sorry, not the Steelers. The Seahawks come in and just barn burn the whole stadium.
I mean, come on. They got a number two overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson. What you doing? The year before, two years ago, they had a number three overall pick in Jeff Okuda. He was top five or something like that. Jeff Okuda, what are you like? You guys have talent on there.
DK had to get.
Yeah, he had to get. Has to click.
Yeah, you had to get DK a card just so you can go take a shit in the middle of the game. That's so disrespectful. I would have to win the game.
Apparently, Jeff Okuda is doing his job. I saw this post on Twitter saying that. Against like all these receivers, he gave up like maybe like less than 50 yards.
I'd be pissed then if I'm Jeff Okuda. If you're doing your job and no one else is, like, come on, man. Like, because you cannot give up 48 points to the Seattle Seahawks led by Geno Smith. I don't care who you are.
With the highest completion rate.
They did it through through running the ball. Rashad Penny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like over 160 scrimmage yards. Like,
one thing about Detroit, you could definitely run on them.
Oh, 100%. Them and the Texans.
Look, you could do anything on Detroit. They can't play defense.
They can't play defense.
They can't play defense.
You could throw a fucking ball right down the middle. And
even the week two game, the Commanders went in there. I mean, they tried their best to give that game up, as we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, I wouldn't say Dan Campbell is on the hot seat, Mo, just because I think, like, he's got them playing
putting up points.
A brand of football that can win in this league.
Yeah. Like a complete turnaround from last year.
45 points.
That's not a complete product.
It's not a complete product yet, and that's fine. But you're pointing out that many points, I'll take it. Like, at least you're giving the fans something.
Yeah.
You know, the fans something.
If I'm a Detroit Lions fan, especially from last year compared to this year, I'm way more happier about this year.
See, unlike the Commanders, like over here, I'm over here like we can't do anything right. We can stop the run. That's it. We can't stop the pass though.
But like, you don't want to just watch your team stop the run.
Exactly. It's boring.
You watch your team play full football.
You saw how mad football. I was getting because I was just like, bro, it's a 4th-and-3. We are down by 2 scores, and you are punting the ball. You are conceding. What a bitch. Yeah, that's a bitch move.
Very bitch move.
The dude.
Sorry, coach.
What else, man?
Oh, Raiders got their first win.
Oh, shout out to Las Vegas.
Raiders did get their first win. I know we all called that. We all saw that coming, man.
Yeah, easy. You know, also wise because who are they playing?
The dangerous Broncos. The dangerous Broncos.
The Danger Witch Broncos.
The Danger Witch Broncos.
Yeah, Danger Witch. Yeah.
They definitely got Danger Witch.
Did you see that? They only lost. How Judy called Robertson small, and then Robertson went off.
He took it personally.
He
channeled his inner MJ, and he took it personally.
He unleashed the dogs.
Because I couldn't tell you what a game for that guy, honestly.
Yeah, no,
21 for the Raiders. I don't know who that guy is, but what a game for him. Player of the game.
Player of the week, man.
I'll give that guy.
Shout out to you, Robertson.
Sundays, man. He's a dog.
He is a dog, Skip.
As for Jerry Judy, how are you going to little boy somebody if they fall down and he was wide open?
I don't know.
This is the same Jerry Judy who bought a Jewish necklace because people call him Jew.
Jew.
But I'm not Jewish.
Though. He's not Jewish, though. You know, but again, I swear the only reason the Broncos lost in that game is because of that that Russell Wilson Subway ad. You know,
the serial killer.
He's got to realize, or someone in that locker room has got to realize, Mo, you got to let your boy know who's with the Broncos. Like, you got to let this man know that Russell Wilson needs to stay off the social media. Because this dude.
Yeah, his PR team's working too hard.
It's a curse.
Look, Russell's
it's
getting.
It's got to be a curse.
Russell's getting the bag. Like, he's profiting off of the corniness. So, do you think he knows he's corny?
Oh, 100%.
I think he does.
And
I,
you know what?
I think that's the worst part. He knows he's corny.
Yeah, he knows he's corny. What? The Subway sandwich commercial? Like, I'm not. Okay, we'll take it off.
I think
the
he actual thinks he's like a superhero. Yo,
If take it off of football.
The boys, he'd be a Homelander fan. 100%.
Yeah, he'd be. Oh,
he'd be at those Homelander rallies, like dick riding.
What's mother?
Yeah.
He'd be that guy.
Yeah.
He's got that guy's name.
The but, Dick Rider. That's his name.
Dick Lander.
Dude, no, really. Like, he probably has that whole area figured out because he's going to need to make that money while the Broncos are not winning as many games and not probably not going to go to the playoffs. And also, they fumbled really bad. Melvin Gordon has fumbled like probably two times or three times already this season.
Yeah, so I picked the Mike Boone.
Shout out to Latavius Murray. He got picked up too.
Tom
Lander will not tolerate fumbles.
The thing is, too, and they lose Javonte Williams for the season with the ACL.
That's right, yeah.
So they just have to lean more on Russell Wilson.
you actually have to throw the ball.
He has to throw the ball now. So Russell Wilson, you know, all that MVP shit, all that big contract, you better go earn it now because all the eyes are going to be on you.
And it's crazy, though, because the Seahawks are playing so much better than we expected.
Yeah, Geno Smith.
I think it's the coaching, too.
It's got to be the coaching.
They know what they're doing.
I mean,
not really.
Seahawks are a tough team, in my opinion. Well,
they probably they know what they're well coached.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, are they a tough team defensively? Because the Lions put up 45 points.
Lions put up 45 points on them. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Number one.
Yeah.
The Lions are the number one offense in the NFL, I believe.
Last 31 defense.
They played the Broncos. The Seahawks played the Broncos. They should have lost that game, obviously. I don't know who they played week two. I'm not
Lions or Seahawks? Sure.
Seahawks,
they played. Who the fuck they play?
I know they played the Falcons week three and they lost that one.
Yeah. They covered. That's all that matters. Last week they played.
I think they played the 49ers, yeah.
Yeah, they played the 49ers. They
lost that one, you know. I just think they are who we thought they were.
But they lost to a really good 49ers team.
Yeah, I had the Rams winning that division, but the 49ers just have the Rams number. Omar, you got the that score a little backwards there on the board for the
Rams 49ers. Oh, shit,
my bad.
Whoops.
Hey.
They did not lose 9-24.
Look, Matt Stafford, again, this is my favorite saying. He is who we thought he was. He's not a good quarterback. I love that you keep throwing it to Cooper Kupp because Cooper Kupp's a dog. But Sean McVay, this is a testament to Sean McVay because what are you doing? You are this offensive guru, yet you can't get other players involved outside of Cooper Kupp.
Allen Robinson is actually a really good wide receiver.
He's a very good wide receiver.
But he looks like he's been playing like Jalen Reagor.
He had a 1,000-yard season with Mitchell Trubisky.
Make it make sense. You can't do that, Matt Stafford. I think Matt Stafford was the problem with the Lions.
He's still hurt.
Oh, yeah, he's still hurt. But still.
What do you mean he's still hurt?
You got other options.
No.
Why did he draft a quarterback at this point? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they don't have draft picks.
They don't do that. They don't have draft picks.
He
doesn't believe in that.
They cashed in.
Fuck them picks.
If they're playing franchise mode, they're doing mogul, financial mogul for their franchise. Not player, not anything else. They got money.
It's crazy to me because I don't think since McVay has taken over, I don't think the Rams have beaten the Niners. I think maybe a couple since Shanahan took because they did win.
They have
won maybe like two or three times.
I'll pull up that record
since 2017.
I remember the first game,
Thursday night shootout.
Where we're like, what the fuck? Are the Rams actually good?
Yeah, but I mean, it's been far and few in between. But I know definitely they swept them last year in the regular season before they won in the playoffs.
He's 3-7 versus the Rams with Kyle Shanahan, McVay.
Wow, so only three wins, not including playoffs. I assume that shouldn't be including playoffs.
Yeah, it's not. I think that's in the regular season.
Yeah, doesn't say anything about playoffs. That's two games apiece. Yeah. Five seasons. Yeah, it makes sense. 7-3, they have their number. They have their number.
And I think they're going to have their number again. Bro, honestly, like...
I
feel scared about that futures that I told you about with them winning the division.
Brother, I'm just as scared. I'm going to have to go put in another one.
Switch it out for the 49ers.
I'm going to switch it out for the 49ers. You read my mind, man. Like,
did you think that it would have taken them to get Jimmy G back for them to start clicking?
I don't think so. I think Shanahan...
Just knows how to fuck Kyle Shanahan. He's just... The Rams up.
I love him as a coach, man.
Yeah.
I think he has... That he has a little mean streak to him, like his dad, but like he's still laid back and chill, and he knows when to turn it on. And last night, he fucking turned it on.
I mean,
they turned it on. And it helps you have a freaking you have Deebo Samuel, you have Jeff Wilson, because when they play mean and like when they play mean, oh they're nasty.
Did you notice
they're nastier than the damn Rams?
Not that the Rams. Did you notice something about that touchdown run with Jeff Wilson Jr.? There was no Aaron Donald on the field.
No Aaron Donald on the field.
Did you? If he goes out for that one split moment.
Within the game. Yeah.
Go for it. Shanahan
showed. Yeah, they know.
And they know that boy, Jalen Ramsey's a fraud. You ain't him, boy. You Jalen are her. Ramsey's
the fraud.
You are her.
And they're winning games despite strip club Jimmy, like, you know, playing pedestrian at best.
I mean, Jimmy, we know handoff machine what he does best. He
I called. The ball. I called him left, out last
right,
week.
Middle.
But he's back on my good list right now. He won a game, a big divisional game.
That's crazy. I mean, the 49ers are just like, I mean, he's lucky he has that defense.
Yeah, oh, yeah, really. They were, no, straight up, because that defense really fucked up.
In a Madden simulation, it said that the NFC Championship would come down to the Eagles and the 49ers. I would take the Eagles on that one.
All right, like I tell y'all week two? I said, get ready for 49ers.
You did, yeah.
49ers at Eagles, divisional playoffs. And Jimmy G is going to ruin the party.
Or he's going to step back into the safe.
Strip club Jimmy.
Or he's going to
step bro, back. Bro, yo, this is going to happen. He's going to hit the strip club with James Harden the night before.
And James is going to be like, Jimmy, I want you in Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm just saying, the NFL, I feel like, I think last year we hit our peak when it comes to the high-flying offenses. I really think the defense have kind of caught up. Because I think the best teams right now have great defenses. And also, like, I mean, the Packers barely escaped the Patriots, who were playing with the third-string quarterback because Brian Hoyer left that game.
And then they play with Bailey Zappi,
you know. Packers went in overtime, but they have a great defense, too, and they're running the ball, too. That's Aaron Rodgers said that. He's like, we're running the ball more. And he likes
it. You have no one to throw to. Let's be real, Aaron. Except for Romeo, maybe.
We talked about the Thursday night game with the Bengals. Bengals playing great defense as well. They're playing great defense.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles playing great defense. Yeah. Cowboys playing great defense. It's still the same. Defense wins championships. I mean, the Chiefs play great defense.
Bengals have a pretty good defense.
I know, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like your point.
Niners play great defense.
I like your point, bro. Like, the defenses are starting to turn up because they're officially now more
I feel like we hit that peak. I really feel like we've hit that peak.
And playing in our
league. Scoring might come back a little bit down.
And playing in the last 2 years, you know, obviously the scoring was a lot higher. Maybe these defenses were a little bit younger, still fresh into the league. Now they've been into the league. They have some experience playing against these high-scoring offenses. And now
they've got a generated defense around. I think it's just the type of players now that are coming out in defense. Like, I mean, I was talking about the Dallas Cowboys guy, Donovan Wilson. You know, Micah Parsons, Donovan Wilson. Like, these kind of guys who are freakish athletes. You usually see these guys play on offense as, like, a tight end or a running back. But now they get these guys on defense, and they're stopping guys. They're just as physical, and they're playmakers. You know, Eagles, Hassan Reddick.
Rams. Not Rams, 49ers.
Niners, Talanoa Hufanga, you know? Troy Palmall Jr. You know?
Dude, honestly, I'm thinking, would you put the Cardinals on that list? Their defense?
I do. I mean, the Cardinals defense is so hit or miss to me.
They've been going under on a lot of the last four games.
They have a good defense. And except for the first one, obviously. It's really just because of J.J. Watt, in my opinion. It's the J.J. Watt effect.
Yeah, it's that pass rusher. Like, yeah. Bringing it back to what you said with Chase Young, Miles Garrett, yeah. Cam Jordan, all these guys, they make a difference on that defense.
They do.
That's what keeps the score low.
Mm-hmm. You need that guy off the edge, especially with the pressure up the middle. You need that guy off the edge. I mean, it's important to have everything, but the guy off the edge is the moneymaker. He's the guy, like, you know, you watch all these clips of these guys, man. T.J. Watt, Von Miller tape is crazy to me because this man just, he's too fast, you know? Bills, right. Another defense I didn't mention earlier was Bills, you know? Bills are also one of them.
Man, I can't wait to see, like, you know, which defenses separate themselves halfway through the season as top tier. You know, there's a difference between, like, you know, top tier defenses and just pretty good defense.
Yeah. Right now, I think the difference maker, the top tier defense, is definitely the 49ers, man. They gotta be, like, the 49ers are up there. And also a team like I've been raving about all offseason. Hopefully they get it turned around. They're dealing with injuries right now. It's the Chargers defense. I mean, they got the Derwin James. Joey Bosa's hurt, obviously, but they got Khalil Mack on the other side. Khalil Mack, they have very athletic linebackers, very athletic corners, you know. The Chargers, I need to see them take that next step. And that division is open for them. You know, they did take the L to the Chiefs, and Chiefs are just the most well-coached team. It's just, you can see a huge, I mean, Omar, you got it up there, like, a huge drop-off between teams. Like I say top five teams right now, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs. I'll throw the Bengals in there. I'll throw the Bengals in there.
One and two team? Or
two, no, they're two, two and two. They're two and two.
So I say Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, and hell, I'll throw in the Cowboys. I ain't gonna lie.
Cowboys, wow.
I'll throw in the Cowboys in there. Wow. And 49ers are 49ers are gaining steam, bro.
I think the 49ers.
Carson Wentz has a habit of making the Cowboys look better than what they really are.
I don't think you're watching the game, man. Like, the Cowboys, you got to give them credit. They're a good defensive team. They were good last year, and all signs are pointing to they're just as good this year.
I mean, they did play the Buccaneers, held them to 19 points, but then the Buccaneers have not really scored more than 24 points.
Did they just score 31 against the Chiefs?
That's another point I was about to make now.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, you know, it was 41-17 at one point, right? Or was it?
They also, that game, they had to, I feel like they had to put up those points because that game started off literally, what happened? I think they muffed the punt or some shit like that in the beginning, or the kickoff?
Something like that.
Yeah, and they put them right at, like, you know, red zone. Patrick Mahomes makes Devin White look like a fool because Devin White is a fucking baller. Shout out to him. But still, Patrick Mahomes. And they score right away. Brady has to fucking catch up, start throwing up all these points. But as you said, I don't think they put up, that's the highest score they put up all season. If they're healthy, and obviously it's early. Offensive line problems for them, like we said before.
Yep.
If they're healthy, are they up there?
Bro, and that's the thing. It's football is a game that is won in the trenches, man. If you don't have a healthy offensive line, you don't have depth in the offensive line. Well, okay, if you don't have a healthy offensive line, you're screwed. If you don't have a good defensive line rotation, you're screwed.
Yeah, you need to have depth.
You need to have depth in the trenches, you know?
That's the most, I was really thinking about it earlier today. Like, that's really one of the most important things is, like, these guys, these big men are fucking standing there guarding your fucking quarterback. These are the men making it shit possible for your running back to hit the gap. Make a big run. Your quarterback, throw the ball deep down the field and find your guy for a big play.
Exactly.
You have bad people, you end up with a situation like what you have in the Commanders.
I saw way too many times Cooper Rush standing in a clean pocket.
Yeah.
Clean pocket, you know?
He won the Ginger Bowl.
He did win the Ginger Bowl.
Yeah.
I need Carson to start fearing God again. That's all I'm...
Did you guys blitz Cooper Rush at all?
Oh, we blitzed him. We blitzed him. But most of the time, we just send four because, I mean, we don't have... We can't afford to blitz just because of how poorly we play on the back end. You know, we picked them off twice, but they were called back for PIs or holdings. You know,
again, the refs on Dallas' side.
It's something about refs in Dallas. They act a certain way. I've never, like, that game kind of showed it to me. I'm like, I've seen it before happen. I mean, 2018 was the big one. I remember watching the games with you guys. We're like, bruh. The refs in Dallas are just, I don't know. I mean, but Jerry is definitely throwing them extra.
Yeah. I mean, he was there with
strippers. Strippers in the owner suite. That's, I guess. Strippers in the owner suite after the game. That's what I'm saying. That's, I guess that's what he's giving them.
All right. Well, obviously, we all saw Thursday night game.
Yeah, we'd be remiss if, as Omar mentioned, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Thursday night game and the Tua injury.
Yeah, so clearly did not pass concussion protocol, according to, like, everybody in the world.
Well, he did pass concussion protocol. He was
he
never
passed
in a,
it.
He was never in a quote, concussion unquote. Protocol, I do not believe.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you're right.
It was just a failure on everyone's end, you know. You don't got to be dumb. And we are smart enough in today's society. We have cameras everywhere. We love this sport of football, and we want to see it continue. We want to see football forever. You know, as as a fan of football, as a former player, I played football. Mahana, you did too, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, we know what a concussion is when you see it. They diagnosed it as a back injury, but I know damn well that's a concussion, man. The back injury does not.
It doesn't constitute him to go into concussion protocol.
Bro, you don't stumble like that on a back injury.
I don't think it's just a organizational failure, a systematic failure. I should not say organizational. Systematic failure on the part of the NFL just not being there for their players. Yeah. You know?
The worst part is it happened on national television. Prime time. Everyone's
watching.
Yeah,
and then like the second one, like the Thursday night game. I mean, honestly, the thing is, there's people, the outcry was like, why are you showing that? Why are you showing that? That's the nature of the game. That's the nature of the game. You know, that happens. You know, nothing. He got a concussion. He got a pretty bad concussion. He was knocked out for a second. You know, fencing response. I mean, I watch enough UFC to know what that is. Like, it's a brutal knockout.
He went down like Usman, bro.
Yeah, Lily, you know, he's fine. Like, everyone's making a big deal on social media, outrage and stuff like that. The guy is fine, man. The guy, be fine. It is
a very violent sport.
It's a violent sport, yes. The protocols, yes. Somebody should get called out. Somebody should have been fired. And somebody was fired.
Somebody did. Yeah,
somebody did get fired.
Good job. It's the first step.
But to call out like Mike McDaniel, to call out the Dolphins, saying, oh, they should sue for this. And
I was mad at the Bengals player at first when it happened because I was just caught up in the emotion. But at the same time, it's like, I'm a good dude. Get mad at him for doing his job. Yeah. It's a good sack, yeah.
I thought they could have. I thought they were going to throw the flag for slamming him down, but
it didn't even look like a slam.
It wasn't even look like a slam.
It didn't look like it. When I was watching the game, I was like, damn, Tua, why are you holding the ball this long?
Yeah, that
was my first thought.
Yeah, I was like, you should have got rid of him.
That's what happens. But then, it just so happened he was hurt. I thought he was paralyzed at first, but thank God it wasn't that.
Obviously, seeing
I was kind of worried. That kind of scared
me. Yeah, seeing the injury happen in real time, you know, the emotions were high. I was like, yo, whose fault is this? Like, you know, it's not obviously not the Bengals' fault. You can't put that on them. It's the fucking staff, the medical staff, like you said, Bill. Mm-hmm. Guys, back injury, obviously misdiagnosed.
Yeah,
should be able to catch that right away.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's got to be. I understand you guys. There's an agenda that you guys, you're as a team medical staff, your job is to get the players ready to play.
All right.
No matter what, like you'll give them the Toradol. You'll do whatever. Whatever it is, you want to get them ready for Sunday because that's how this business is. That's the NFL.
It looks like
when it comes to this is a slippery slope when it comes to concussions and dealing with concussions because, man, this league is getting softer and softer, you know? Like, everything's getting flagged now, you know? And it's not the football of the 2000s, 90s, of 90s and 80s, you know?
It's not that.
So we're getting better in that aspect, but you need to protect your players better. And I think the NFL really dropped the ball there. And the only person to blame here, I think, is the NFL. Obviously, hindsight's 2020. Omar, you mentioned it. Someone on the medical staff has to take accountability and be like, no, we're going to evaluate you for concussion. But in the heat of the moment, you're in the middle of a game. No, you need to. This is a big game, obviously, for the they're playing the Bills at the time. It's a big game, you know? So, like, you have to see it. Before everyone on Twitter just goes and jumping, pointing fingers, blaming this, blame that, I understand, but you have to see the whole picture to understand what their mindsets are going through because no one wants to lose their job at the end of the day.
And not only
not
that,
one person wants to lose their job.
Yeah, and not only that, like, so many quarterbacks get sacked every day. Matt Ryan is probably the most sacked quarterback outside of quarterbacks
this season.
It wasn't the hit.
He hit his head on the turf. That's what it was.
On
the turf.
He shouldn't.
If anything, get rid of the turf because that shit is hard. That turfs are hard.
Yeah, that's a big step. But that's a solution. That's a possible potential solution. But at the same time,
you play on natural grass. That's a lot softer than turf.
Yeah, bro. You hit your head on anything, bro. Like falling from your fucking head to the ground. It's hard as hell, bro. But yeah, dude, it looks like that medical staff, bro, their medical degrees are coming from DeVry University.
probably. But yeah, no, Tua should be fine. He's obviously out this week. They got the
Jets.
They got the Jets out this week. He gets an early bye week. They got the Jets. You know, he'll be good.
He'll probably be back week 7, week 8-ish.
I'd hold him out 2 weeks. Yeah. You know,
he probably want all the news and stuff.
Depending on how they do against
the Jets.
Depending on how they do against the Jets.
We're playing hot.
You are playing hot. Yeah,
they beat the Steelers. They beat the Browns.
They did beat the Steelers. They did beat the Browns. Okay, yeah. They are coming in hot. So
J-E-T-S, Jets. Oh, snap. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'd hold him out just for a couple weeks, you know, let him, like, actually feel perfectly fine.
It's perfect time for you to watch your little brother play in Maryland.
Yeah, exactly. Go watch Talia. Come to Maryland, bro. I'll show you a good time. Come to Bentley's. Let's go to Bentz, you know.
Bring Tyreek Hill. Bring the Cheetah.
Nah, Cheetah needs to stay in South Florida. Get us some fantasy points, you know.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I need that.
Oh, man.
Let's preview, talk about the London game real quick as we preview another London game coming on. So we had a great London game. The fans there enjoyed a really great game between the Vikings and the Saints. Kirk Cousins escapes being 500 in London, in New Tottenham Stadium. By the way, that stadium looks like a toilet bowl from the outside. Not me. Just look at it. Sure. Look at the satellite view. Just saying. Also, yeah, fuck the Spurs. Go Arsenal.
Arsenal's playing like the Eagles.
COYG, bitch. COYG. That's all I got to say. But yeah, no. Justin Jefferson, Jay Jettas, man. We watched him just... Throw the ball to this man every play, please. Throw the ball to this man every play if I'm Kirk Cousins.
Can we also say that Marshawn Lattimore is overrated?
Marshawn Lattimore is overrated.
I think he's done.
He wasn't suspended, right?
No.
He was suspended?
No.
Two?
No. Only Mike Evans. Mike Evans was
suspended.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mike Evans definitely checked it. Justin Jefferson was like, kill that motherfucker. Oh, God.
He's going to get me suspended and try to attack Tom Brady?
My favorite thing was the ending of that game where we had Will Lutz.
Yeah.
Who hit a 59-yard field goal to tie the game. Then Greg Joseph hit a field goal to give him a 3-point lead. And then that's just too much time for a Vikings-Saints game. That's obviously, you don't know what to expect when it's Vikings-Saints game, obviously.
You could expect the refs to be against the Saints.
That was way too much time for Andy Dalton and Chris Olave. Then they trounce out there, Will Lutz to attempt a 61 yards or just 60? His career long.
Oh, 63.
It was 63. They trounced him out to attempt a 63-yard field goal, which he just banged that bitch, right? He kicked the fuck out of it. That camera angle, I thought that was in. But then we get the double doing.
Ding! Ding! Shout out.
Justin Tucker got it. Justin Tucker got the lucky bat, the double doing bounce in. Well, let's got it out.
Out.
That, what a way to end a game, and good for the London fans out there. All the fans that came out to support. You know, y'all were treated to a good one.
You know,
it ended on a banger.
Yeah. See, we do kick the ball.
We do kick
in football.
And it does hit the post.
You've never seen that.
Or the crossbar.
Crossbar. There you go. Yo. Yeah, hey, shout out to
hit the post and the crossbar.
All our English listeners across the pond. That was a crossbar challenge for y'all.
There you go. Try that.
Yeah. You try that. Go
you
get
try that, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah. Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire kicking to the wrong field goal.
Kicking the backwards. And he'll just probably let the fucking pass rusher get to the fucking punter.
This week in London, we have the Packers and Giants. Both teams 3-1.
Yo, call me crazy. I got the Giants winning.
I will call you crazy. No worries.
The Londoners will get to see another GOAT play.
If Daniel Jones beats Aaron Rodgers.
I've been seeing tweets.
In London. That's a story that keeps Daniel Jones around for another year.
At least.
It keeps him on a franchise tag.
Like I said, we can't. The speculation will run wild because I talked about the Ravens. You don't know.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson could be on his way to the Big Apple. We don't know.
You know what's crazy? If this was last year, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be able to play because he's not
vaccinated.
Aaron Rodgers should not be allowed in that country since he's not vaccinated. I think that's the thing, correct?
Joe Biden made it clear, not just America, but the world defeated the pandemic.
He has his own private jet, probably, and his own customs people.
I brought ayahuasca with me.
All right, let's get into some. We wrapped up week four. Well, good conversation about league. Let's get into some call outs, man.
Michael Agnew, where are you? You were terrible. Terrible. I would cut you today if I was the general manager. I would cut you. Get your head out of your ass. We know this group is not waiting for you. You're drafted as a high pick. Get your going. Do you understand? It's not good enough. Do you understand me?
Look, man, I'm going to speak on behalf of my Ravens fans. I know we already talked about it in the podcast, but John Harbaugh deserves to get called out yet again. Just going for it on fourth down when you could just easily kick a field goal for the lead. To mention your team has blown three possession games at home.
At home. You can't do that. In front of the home faithful, they got to see that up close and personal. Yeah, you're definitely losing that locker room. Marcus Peters tried to fight you, dog.
It starts with the defense. Once you lose a key defensive player like that, he just goes downhill because it matriculates to everyone else. They don't have the same feelings like they did in 2018, 2019 during the MVP season.
They don't, man. They don't.
You got to evolve with your team, man.
Hey, yeah. the wings are flying off. The wings are falling off in Baltimore.
It's because they're building a Topgolf next to the stadium.
What's funny? I drove down there to John Hopkins last week with my dad, and I actually saw Topgolf. I was like, whoa, when did this happen?
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. Who you calling now, Omar?
All right, I'm going to take this time right now to call up the referee of the Packers and Patriots game Bill Belichick so irate and so angry he had to break his clipboard and headset combo.
That was a Gronk spike.
That was a Gronk spike of spikes.
Hey, at least it wasn't the Microsoft tablets.
It wasn't. See? Ken Dorsey? We're saving resources over here. You're over here breaking $100 of equipment.
You're breaking sponsorship deals, man.
And also, the referee... He was composed, but at the same time, you could tell he's like, oh, my God.
Referee was scared for his life. He did not make no eye contact. He just had his
guys straight ahead. I'm looking at the line,
What's the protocol? What's the protocol right here?
Is it a down? Why'd they take so long? Why are they taking so long? I got Belichick yelling at me right over here.
Guys, I think he's going to slit my throat when I'm not looking. Guys, I think he's going to put me in a full Nelson.
Bill Belichick was literally saying something along the lines, you motherfucker, I'll come to your house and kill your kids. Why is it taking so long? Fucking shit. I feel for you, Bill. You should have won that game.
I agree. He should have won that game. My call out, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm gonna give you guys two call outs actually. We talked about the Ime Udoka
scandal
last week a little bit.
I like where this is going. Go ahead.
So who I'm gonna call out today? NBA Twitter is going crazy about this chick. Malika Andrews, you're fired. Damn. Malika Andrews, come here.
Damn.
Where are you?
Where is she? There she is.
You're cut.
She's cut. Oh.
Terrible. Damn. Terrible. You know, it's crazy because I was out here mocking Rachel Nichols, who's actually a great NBA reporter. She actually respects the players. She respects her colleagues on the set. But this chick, Malika Andrews, I mean, I went on a freaking YouTube rabbit hole about her issues with ESPN and some of the stuff she be doing. Like, you guys thought Molly Queerum was bad. This girl is like the feminist Molly Queerum.
Oh, damn.
It's like the ultra radical liberal feminist Molly Queerum.
Kryptonite.
She is awful. God awful. She has been put on a pedestal since the whole Rachel Nichols drama with ESPN, and she's kind of like using that as her coattails. Like, feels like she's more superior than a lot of other people. She tried to call out tried to call out Stephen A. Smith for their coverage of the Ime Udoka situation, whereas they wanted to clarify and get more information and have people held accountable the same way Ime Udoka is being held accountable, whereas she saw it as them attacking women. Wow. Obviously, you know, she's that type of person, has victim mentality all the time. Yeah, no, she's awful. She gotta go. Bring Rachel Nichols back. You got niggas on Twitter get Rachel Nichols back
here. Black men on Twitter saying that.
Yeah, no, that ass. You got black men on Twitter saying get Rachel Nichols back here, bro.
Yeah.
Which leads me to this, my second call out. You know, that Emilio Doka situation really put a mask on another star athlete who should have been in the news more.
He's just out there.
He's just out there stealing from the poor.
On boats with models, porn stars. It's not Jimmy G.
Brett Favre, where are you?
Oh, wrong guy. I think you're calling out Blake Griffin.
Blake, you just take care of your child.
Yeah, you take care of your child.
You just take care of your child.
You were doing nothing wrong.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. Just take care of your kid, okay?
Oh, shit. Brett Favre. Where are you?
Where are you, Brett Favre? You suck too.
Man.
You ain't fooling nobody, motherfucker. $77 million you stealing from welfare. This scandal with a former governor, bro, in the poorest state in the country.
Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh. And you had the audacity to bully my man's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And, dude, you had the audacity to think you were better than Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers on ayahuasca and opioids in a game over Brett Favre.
This is why it pisses me off so badly, because the Ime Udoka situation was covered so much, but yet Brett Favre got literally zero
coverage.
Zero coverage on ESPN. He was getting coverage on CNN. I did not see not one person.
Bro.
Anybody really mention the Brett Favre situation.
No one. Dude. And the craziest part about that is, the man was in text thread saying, are we going to get caught?
Literally.
Yeah.
Nah. Is there a possibility we're going to get caught for committing fraud?
I mean, it's just...
Brett Fraud.
Brett fraud. Oh, yes.
He needs a return Fraudgate. That Hall of Fame jacket. And then
He ain't no Hall of Fame in my book. First of all, he had a 20 for 30 season. At least James
broke 30
for 30.
James broke 50.
Oh, 100%. This man, he got bailed out by broadcasters, honestly. I think people's infatuation with him came from John Madden, because John Madden.
Look at how fast he can throw that ball.
John Madden loved Brett. Loved him
because he's never seen a quarterback.
He's never seen a quarterback like that. For John Madden, he's used to old school quarterbacks. He ain't never seen a quarterback play backyard ball like Brett Favre, and it would work most of the time. It was 50-50. Brett Favre was literally 50-50, because the niggas now, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, they do this shit in their sleep. And actually complete the passes.
Brett
Favre, on the other hand, no.
How many...
Don't even get me started on the boneheaded interception he threw in the playoffs. He had a 6-interception game 1 year. He has a 4-interception game 1 year against a hapless Vikings team. But you know who got the headlines? Randy Moss, because he mooned the crowd.
You know what else? They also swept that Robert Saver shit under the table, too. With Ime Udoka. Perfect opportunity to get all of them. It's like, all right, we're going to drop the Robert Saber stuff. Brett Favre, don't worry, but we got Ime Udoka. They're going to take all the pressure off y'all. No one's going to worry about shit. And I have a question for you, though.
What's up?
How many MVPs does Brett Favre have?
I think two.
It said three.
Is that three?
Okay, yeah, well, but how many does Aaron Rodgers have?
Two.
Four.
Aaron Rodgers has four?
For Aaron Rodgers, four MVPs, bro.
Brett Favre has zero MVPs.
Aaron Rodgers has three, in my opinion. Because he has 2021 and 2022.
This is according to the Packers website.
Maybe Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, I think they include postseason as well.
Yeah, okay. Because that one, that would be four.
Yeah. All together.
Two to three.
Regardless, my point stands. Better quarterback than Brett Favre the franchise.
Now, I've watched football a good amount of times. The crazy shit I'd be seeing Brett Favre do compared to the crazy shit I'd be seeing other people do, it's not that much different.
He's not Patrick Mahomes.
And like I said, I saw this nigga throw dumber picks. I've seen this, 2003 playoffs.
You just threw that bitch up.
Threw that bitch up to nobody. Brian, threw that bitch up. Threw the fair catch to Brian Dawkins. Yo, Brian Dawkins could have waved a fair catch.
He was an all-pro that year, too.
He also played for the Vikings.
That's so cringe. In 2000, I think it was 2001, he threw 6 interceptions against the Rams in the playoff game. And 2004, I talked about that game against the Vikings. He threw 4 interceptions, a trash Vikings team. In 2007, they should have went to the Super Bowl and played the Patriots, but he throws a pick to Corey Webster, and the Giants go to the Super Bowl.
And whose fault is that?
And then the worst one of them all, Tracy Porter. Paul, you know, Paul Allen, you know, you deserve better. You deserve better. Like, your voice was so hurt when he threw that interception, but this guy's a fraud, man. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Your name is Brett.
Yeah.
His name is Brett.
As a quarterback, if you're
named... They should have played baseball.
Yeah, right. Brett is definitely like a baseball player.
I ain't never seen a good football player named Brett.
Name one.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, look, we'll see if he got that arm. He could play in the prison league.
He's definitely the starting quarterback.
Yeah, as of right now, he's QB2. He's QB2 behind Paul Crew as of right now.
Don't worry. He's underthrowing Henry Ruggs every time. All right.
All right, y'all. See y'all next week.